I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting edgy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunner's wondering if they should ring Simon Coveney and ask him for a job. Helena underscore I know everyone said, what's the point in having Cork people in power up in Dublin if we can't use them to further our careers? Fifi underscore upgraded to a Bentley said, absolutes, couldn't agree more, but it's hard to get a message through to Simon Coveney. Cleena underscore amazing cheekbones asked, is that because he keeps deleting them? And Fifi said, no, he's not really connected to posh Cork because he only went to Clongowes. I can only assume they couldn't get him into Prez. Then Helena came back and said, I'd really like to do something with children, as long as they're not my own, particularly now that they've gone back to school and I almost have my life back. I can already feel the effects on my mental health, not to mention my glutes. Hashtag I live for the gym. Shona underscore Iona Mini Schnauzer said, is there any point in getting in touch with Micheál Martin to give us a job? Because she has a contact in Nemo that can make an introduction. So we banned her for 6 weeks because Nemo is mainly for cultures and people from Turner's Cross. But still, it's not a bad idea. Do you think I should ring the Taoiseach and ask him for a job? Jenny Douglas Rose.
My nieces in Fianna Fáil should be 50% of the total membership the way things are going. I said, does Micheál Martin know of any jobs coming up? She said, he suspects the party leader will be vacant really soon.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I wouldn't recommend North Cork if you're looking for culture because the browls around here can barely read without moving their lips. And indeed, wasn't I stopped on the street in Kanturkone yesterday and told that I was, quote, up myself because I'm a big fan of the chase. Enough of that, I said to Berna. It's time to start up a group of people with IQs in the triple digits. So we sent a questionnaire around Bala Desmond saying, have you ever watched a show with subtitles without saying, is there any chance they could talk a bit slower for feck's sake? 4 people answered yes. And didn't we agree to buy the new Sally Rooney book and meet up to share our thoughts about it? Well, Audrey, I went into Cork yesterday and got mine and started reading it. And to be honest with you, it's mainly emails between 2 women that you wouldn't want to get stuck next to at a wedding. Jesus, but talk about zero crack. So do you think I should give my honest opinion or should I pretend to like the feckin' book so people don't think I'm from Mallow? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My niece is the leading intellectual in Ballygorvan, which isn't saying much. I asked if she thought the book was any good. She said, who cares as long as they make a TV show out of it and some guy looks good in a pair of shorts? Hashtag that's Ballygorvan for you.
And Tag, I'm in the early stages of a relationship with a woman here at work in Ballincollig. When I saw her first, I thought Spanish for sure. But no, she's from a place called Mayo. Apparently, when the local women saw the guys washed ashore from the Spanish Armada, they said goodbye, party, to their freckly boyfriends and got very jiggy with the dark-skinned newbies. The result is some people from that part of the world look Spanish, while the rest look Irish, which can't be easy for them. Anyway, because she's from Mayo, I have to support them in the All-Ireland on Saturday. So to learn about this football, I've watched some interviews with inter-county players. What I fail to understand is why they start every sentence with the words, I suppose. You could remove the I suppose from every sentence without changing the meaning. What the hell is going on with this? I suppose. Jürgen, Berlin und Ballincollig.
This is one from my GA mod friend, Newfall Troggy. I rang him there and said, why do GA players all say, I suppose, at the start of a sentence? He said, I suppose started with the Wish Cork players. Those lads don't want to be tied down to a straight answer. I said, is that true? He said, yeah, it isn't, isn't. Hashtag froggies from Skibbereen.
Come here. What's the story with wearing tracksuit bottoms to the office? Day puts an end to working from home inside. So now I'm back in the office 3 days a week, where I spend most of my time on video calls. So like, what's the point? Anyway, I've taken to wearing Cork tracksuit bottoms all the time now. It's nice to have a bit of air around your wedding tackle. But my gormy of a boss says I used to wear jeans, even though, as I said, I'm on video calls all day. So, like, do you think I should back down? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool.
My cousin Thelma is in HR No one likes her. I said, have you ever told a guy to take off his tracksuit bottoms? She said, yeah, but not at work.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.